I was praying with these readings all week. How much time do you have? The reason I asked that is because so many thoughts went through my head about this celebration of this feast of the Nativity of John the Baptist. The first thing that came to mind for me was this idea of we celebrate two particular nativities, all right? We celebrate the birth of Mary, but there are two nativities, the Nativity of John the Baptist and the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Interestingly enough, we are celebrating this Nativity of John the Baptist at the time of the summer solstice. So from today on, the days will get shorter. There will be less light. Come Christmas time at the Nativity of our Lord, it's at the winter solstice when the days will get longer and there will be more light introduced into our lives. The church is purposeful in putting that together because John the Baptist himself said, I am to diminish so that I can point to the Lord, that he may increase. May I decrease, that he may increase. The other thing that came to mind to me was, I remember hearing a self-help guru talking about the odds of being born. And that particular self-help guru said that the odds of being born are 1 in 400 trillion. That's a really big number. So this week I wanted to find out who that was. Her name's Mel Robbins. But when I was Googling that, I came across this other article by a Dr. Ali Benazir. And Dr. Ali Benazir refers to himself as a happiness engineer. And in this particular article, he was talking about what the odds are of being born. And he goes through a calculation that includes a variety of different things that I never really thought about. And they're things that we all don't think about, but are very real. The idea of being descended from people ahead of us. And so based on his calculations, Dr. Ali Benazir suggests that the odds of us being born are far higher than 400 trillion, 1 in 400 trillion. He suggests that the odds of us being born are 1 in 10 to the 2,685,000th power. Okay, so that's 10 with 2,685,000 zeros after it. That's the odds of us being born. So why do I bring all this stuff up? The reason I bring all this stuff up is because in tonight's gospel, we skipped something. We skipped the blessing of Zechariah. We skipped that canticle that he sings out because he was struck dumb by God when he didn't believe that Elizabeth could possibly become pregnant. And when he questioned God, God struck him dumb. But when he consented with Elizabeth to name this child John, which was radical, a radical thing to do, because there were no ancestors that began with the letter J, so to name John John was kind of crazy. It was countercultural. It was very un-Jewish. But I think there's a purpose in that, because God was saying things are going to be different now. And it starts with this boy named John. And so Zechariah called out, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He's come to his people and set them free. He's raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies
free to worship Him without fear, holy and righteous in His sight all the days of our life. And then He says, you, my child, you will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His way, to give His people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Each and every one of us was born for that purpose. Each and every one of us, the odds of our being born, the odds of our being in this space, the odds of us being redeemed by Jesus Christ are exponentiated. But each and every one of us is called to go before the Lord, to prepare His way, to proclaim His name. That is the purpose. That is why God permitted us, me and you, to be born into this world. What a huge responsibility that is. But don't be afraid, because God also redeemed each and every one of us. God knew all this from before we were formed in our mother's wombs. Our lives are precious. Each and every one of our lives are precious. Every human life is precious. And how easy it is for us to forget about that. We are called to restore the dignity of human life in each and every person. And that's a real challenge. Because there might be people out there that we don't like. That's okay. We don't have to like people. But we do have to love them. And I want to suggest to you that it's easier to love someone than it is to like someone. Because in loving someone, all we need to is want what's best for them. Sometimes that can cause people not to like us, because some people don't know what's best for them. All you parents out there, think of your children. How many times have you had to tell your children no, because you know what's best for them and they didn't? So life is challenging. Life is hard. But I have to tell you, if you look at the odds, we are so, so blessed. So blessed to be loved by God into being given those odds. So as we celebrate the birth of John the Baptist, I'd like to challenge each and every one of us to think about the odds of our own birth. And not just our birthday, but our rebirth in eternal life that came in baptism. That's the amazing thing about John and Jesus. A powerful combination of people who go before us, so hopefully we can follow them. John the Baptist, kind of a weird dude. A lot of people thought he was a whack job. How many of us take that risk of being called whack jobs because we love Jesus Christ? Because we believe that God loved us into being. Because we believe that God rose from the dead and will come again in glory with salvation for His people. That needs to be a constant reminder to us. And hopefully, in this incarnation, in this nativity of God becoming man, and then man becoming flesh, flesh becoming food, can empower us to step out into a broken world with confidence and courage. So as we receive Christ in this Eucharist, let us be empowered by Him to make the most of our life and to respect the life of every human being you come into contact with.